That's why we named the following record No World for Tomorrow. It really felt like the end.
For etter at Coheed & Cambria hadde kommersiell suksess med sin tredje plate, så kom det en haug av trøbbel foran utgivelse nummer 4. Trommis Chris Penny, som hadde kommet fra Dillinger Escape Plan, og hadde vært sterkt delaktig I å lage den fjerde plata, fikk ikke lov til å spille den inn på grunn av sin tidligere kontrakt. I tillegg slet bandet med store rusproblemer.
It was tough. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You know, the band at that moment in time had been jumping through a series of hurdles with losing half of the members to chemical dependency and of course Chris not being allowed to perform on the record. I mean, the real success in that album was the fact that we endured and actually put out one. Thus the title No World for Tomorrow, because we weren't quite sure whether there would be a tomorrow for this band.
Nå mener frontmann Claudio Sanchez at bandet sterkere enn noensinne. Den forrige platen var altså ikke slutten på bandet, men det var det siste som skjedde I science fiction-historien The Amory Wars, som konseptet Coheed & Cambrias tekster og album dreier seg om. Bandets nye plate, Year of the Black Rainbow, nemlig en såkalt prequel, altså historien som satt til et tidligere tidspunkt enn historien på de fire andre albumene.
It's the origin tale of Coheed & Cambria. When I started this project years ago, the first album, the second story, Second Stage Turbine Blade, was actually the end of those two characters. That record was submerged in a lot of tragedy. And the following records were basically follow-ups to some of the decisions that Coheed & Cambria made in that first album.
Historien om det fordømte ekteparet Coheed og Cambria ender I tragedie etter at de to karakterene offrer barna sine for å redde universet. Men på platen Year of the Black Rainbow følger vi Coheed og Cambria I en litt mer optimistisk tid.
I thought it would be appropriate to really frame the overall concept with those two characters and revisit them in a better time in their lives and showcase that. Though there are no happy endings in the Amory Wars and they all are fairly dark, I mean this time around we really get to see these two characters in a new light, a new life, and a new love. The reason I created this concept was because when I started writing lyrics, I had a hard time confessing myself through songs, and I was a bit shy and a bit timid. So I created this concept to basically hide behind as a shield. As I've grown, I've become more and more comfortable with my position in the band and more and more comfortable as a human being.
Claudio Sanchez har gjemt seg bak science fiction-konseptet I 10 år. Men nå altså historien over. I hvert fall denne historien.
It is certainly finished. I mean, we have our beginning and we have our end.